Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Trip to Florida, less than an hour away officially now.
Cool.
We'll hook you up with that. Big Al Mac, you've been trying to sell your bus.
Yes, I have. I've been trying to sell it I haven't driven it in like 6 months. I bought this bus a while back. It's kind of a long story, but to take people from my restaurant to...
A party bus.
Yeah. Yeah. Take people, shuttle them back and
forth.
Football games and stuff. Yeah, American Airlines Center, whatever, so they park, have a drink at my restaurant, then I take them and I bring them back after and have another drink. So it's kind of a shuttle bus, but it's a party bus. It's kind of painted like a hippie bus. Even.
Right.
And so I decided, since I don't have a bus driver right now, it's just sitting there parked, I said, why don't I just sell it? So I put it up in front of my parking lot, put a for sale sign on it, boom. You know, I'm kind of on a busy street, yeah. Somewhat.
And it was already difficult to sell this because it's a bus.
You know, and who wants a bus? So put a for sale sign on it, put it up there, and then somebody, must have been sitting for 6 months, nobody's touched it, but just, I moved it to the front of the parking lot, someone in the middle of the night kicked in the glass panel in the door. Like, just for no reason.
Vandals.
They didn't...
Because you put for sale on it.
They didn't go in, that I know of. They didn't bother anything if they did. They just, for whatever reason, just decided to kick the window in. Like,
that's a young person, right?
Man.
That's what young kids do. They just break stuff. Not so, trying to steal.
It could be a rowdy old dude.
You know, I can almost see... A thief, because a thief has a purpose. He's going to steal something.
Yeah. You have any enemies?
And
no.
You fire anyone lately?
I don't think so.
That's Big Al.
Probably, but, you know, I don't know.
I bet it's that girl that you kicked out for interrupting you.
Maybe.
So, yeah. Anyway, still for sale, and I'll fix the glass window, or I'll give it to you.
I'll just sell it as is.
We'll find out who it is, Al. We'll be on the hunt for that.
But.
What?
Do you know what I just found out?
No.
What?
I just moved into a new house like a week and a half ago, right? 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so I don't have a backyard. It has like a little strip run on one side and mm-hmm. a little run on the other side and a little bit of a front yard. Very, very little. And so I've never had a backyard, but I never really thought about it. I live in a duplex. I had no idea.
There's two?
Really?
I was walking Curtis and I decided to walk to the back. And there's an alley back there.
Uh-huh.
And I walked to the back. There's a house connected to my house.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. There is another house that is vacant. It has a for lease sign in front of it.
Oh, my gosh. I should have leased it.
Jenna!
It's just like my house.
I've been asking you if there was a place for me.
How do you not see that?
But it's not side by side?
It's not side by side. It's back to back. So it's kind of a narrow lot. So
So it has a totally different address than yours.
Yes.
It's on the other street.
What'd you think was back there?
I didn't know.
You never went in your backyard?
No.
Did you not walk the house and the premise?
There's a wood fence. And so I'm like, I guess.
So it's not connected.
No, it's the same structure.
If it's not connected, it's not a duplex.
It is connected.
By what?
He said no.
Did he not say no?
I said it's connected.
They touch.
It is the same building.
So you don't have a backyard. You just have two runs on the side. And a fence comes all the way to the front.
And then connects in the back.
House just like back to back. Like, I don't know any other way to explain it. It's connected. The back of their house is the back of my house.
It shares a wall.
Yes.
You could pound on the wall and they could hear you.
I guess so.
Like a house centerpiece.
Yes. Now, the only drawback on their house is the front of their house is in the alley.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
The front is in the alley.
Yes. You have to go through an alley to get to their front door.
Someone made a mistake there.
Yeah,
that's a bad development idea.
That's a man. It's the truth. Men are the worst house builders.
Oh my God.
It's the truth. They don't think about things. They put light switches in the most ridiculous places. They don't give you... I have a house that's four bedrooms with no linen closet. Who built a house with no linen closet? They don't think about enough closet space.
You're right.
Men don't think about these things.
So give us a call and tell us what you just found out.
Oh my gosh.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I just found out Kelly hates men building homes.
They're not good at it. They don't think things through.
I know some good male home builders.
Well, that's because they are influenced heavily by women.
I haven't seen the inside. You would have probably loved this house.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I just signed a lease and I'm in next week.
No idea.
I asked Al so much too when I was looking for a place. Like, Al, is there anything around you? Because where he's living is exactly what I want. And
I never would have known it.
Had I love what I got though. It's
yeah, she wants to live in a house facing an alley.
Yeah.
I think it's okay.
Jenna, you'd love it.
Jenna hasn't had good times in the alley in the past, so I don't think she wants to live in one.
Give us a call. Let us know what you just found out.
800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take your calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Your trip to Florida this hour, Kid Nation, is coming up in about 40 minutes. We also got to get into first world problems. That's about an hour and 20 minutes away. If you want to start sending those our way, make sure you use the hashtag First World Problems.
Cool.
If you're posting it on Snapchat or on Instagram, that way we can try to find it.
All right.
Or on Twitter even. And Big Al Mac told us that he just found out something.
Yeah. I've been living in this house for 2 weeks now. Had no idea it's a duplex.
And it's a cool one. We just looked at pictures online.
Yeah. So cool.
It's really cool. And the front door of the other house is facing an alley, but we share the back wall. So I would assume their master bedroom is adjacent to my master bedroom.
Right.
And we share the same wall. So it's a duplex, not a traditional duplex.
Really cool, though.
Yeah.
So we wanted to know, what did you just find out, Kid Nation? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
From a text, I just found out that my 9-year-old son is definitely straight because he interrupted my conversation with my teenage daughter and her friend to talk about that time he saw boobies.
It's boobies.
Was there a question he might not be?
My man.
Like, you're going to interrupt for that, dude?
My man.
I'm going to tell you right now, gay men love boobs.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, they do. Yes. That is
pretty true. Interesting.
Yes.
That's very true.
So I guess you could just say men love boobs in general, no matter what.
Yeah.
Anthony wrote us and said, you guys, I found out I'm lactose intolerant from my coworker because she said my gas is toxic after I eat yogurt.
Oh, no. How awful.
Yeah, I guess you don't realize that you're eating something. You're like, what's going on? Until somebody tells you.
That's you passing gas. That's what it is.
Why am I thinking like that? No, it's because you ate yogurt. You're lactose intolerant. Now you know. Let's take Aaron's call here. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing awesome. What did you just find out?
Well, we just moved into a new house about 9 months ago and has a pool, so we're super, super excited. And fought it all summer because we thought it was a chlorine. And about a couple weeks ago, we found out it was actually a saltwater pool.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was a fun summer. And now it's clean and we can't enjoy it.
Well, man. There's always next summer.
Yeah, you get there's always a summer.
There's always next summer.
Next year you'll get it back.
Put some fish in it. Put some saltwater fish in it for the wintertime.
Thanks, Aaron. I will stay in the house subject.
All right.
I just bought the house I grew up in from my parents. So I basically have been in and out of this house for 30 years. Just found out that a light switch downstairs can control the fan and light of the balcony upstairs above it.
Go figure. 30 years.
30 years.
Wow.
You didn't know what that light switch did. I just found out because I've been all up in Ancestry.com stalking people. All up in it. I just found out that a lot of my family members are Jewish.
Really?
Jealous.
I know. I was wondering. I was like, this is why Jenna likes me so much. Like, this is why Jenna and I are such good friends.
That's it.
No other reason.
I never knew of a Jewish-Mexican person.
Well, my mom was adopted, so.
Right.
See,
okay, so they are not Hispanic.
No. My mom was adopted out of Ohio.
Right.
Akron.
By white folks.
By a Mexican family.
By Mexico. Okay.
My grandpa's doing his residency at Pitt. Yeah. And then they moved back to Mexico. That's where they're from.
Right.
With their baby.
Have you made any progress?
No. I got more cell phone numbers.
Baby steps.
I found one.
I love that you're actually doing that. Like, out of a movie, you're calling people and being like, are you my grandma?
I feel so dumb when I'm leaving the voicemails because I'm like, hey, we're related.
I think.
According to Ancestry.com. One of them is actually the lady because it has her name and voice on the message. So I know it's her, but it's been over a day and she never hit me back. So I think my name, Jose Chavez, is throwing them off a little bit.
Or she's like, oh, no, they found me.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe they just don't want me around. I don't know. But I will keep you guys posted because my stalking level is getting even better.
All right.
I'm improving with each day.
You're almost a girl now.
Right? Fernando.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
Hello.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo están?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien, gracias.
What did you just find out, though?
Oh, my God.
Well, I just found out, after 20 years, I found out where my dad lives.
Where does he live?
He lives about 40 minutes from me. I live in Arlington, and apparently he lives in Bembrook.
Whoa!
40 minutes away.
So you haven't had contact, obviously.
He's just not been in your life?
At all. I mean, like JC, I moved over here from Mexico at an early age and didn't hear from him since.
Wow. And he's 40 minutes away.
What is your plan?
Yes. Well, I would like to meet the guy. I mean, if I ever have kids, I want to know, hey, this was supposed to be your granddad.
Yeah.
Man, that
is... Have you reached out in any way, like by email or Facebook or anything?
Actually, I reached out to one of my half-brothers, so... We're making progress.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, that is really cool.
Maybe the holidays will
be. Yeah, let us know.
Yeah.
Tipping point. Yeah.
Good luck, Fernando.
Yeah, man. I'm wishing you the best of luck with that, man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I love y'all so. Hope you guys the best.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, we love you, buddy.
Hope it works out, man.
Let us know how it works out.
Man, I'll tell you what, that feeling you have before you make contact with your biological father, in his case and in my case as well, is the scariest moment.
Yeah.
Because that rejection can actually happen, but. From what I've learned is that they grow out of that phase where they don't want anything to do and they realize I need to be a man.
See, we've got it on both sides here because I did I assume what Fernando's dad may have done and just kind of did not face that. And I did grow out of it.
You become a man and you want to be involved and you then, realize you're like, the mistakes. Man,
that's my son, you know?
Yeah, that's your blood right there. That's a cool call. I hope he calls us back and lets us know how that goes. Janelle, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing awesome. You just found out something about a movie?
Yeah. Well, it was not me. It was last night. My youngest daughter is going to be in Lion King Jr.
Uh-huh.
And last night we were talking about the second Lion King, and she's never watched it. And my 17-year-old started explaining the premise of the movie, which is that Simba's daughter falls in love with... Scar's son, and mid-sentence she goes, wait a minute, Mom, isn't that in like inbreeding? And I said, well, yeah, technically. She goes, oh my gosh, my whole world, my whole childhood has just been rocked.
Oh, wow.
That was what she just discovered last night, so it was hilarious.
Wow.
Guys, see, kids point out the things that we don't expect them to point out ever.
They know stuff that we don't know that they know.
Yeah. Thank you, Janelle.
Yeah.
Hey, Tabitha.
Scar didn't have a son, though, did he?
Scar?
Didn't have a son.
I got
him. I was confused by that.
I'm not well-versed in the
Scar
Lion
was
King.
The
uncle. Oh,
was
right?
Just, all I know is we make the sound of the warthog when we go to Disney.
Right.
Always. Every year.
Every year. I want to be the giraffe one year.
Something.
I like the warthog. I don't know why you're hating.
It hurts my throat.
And you always get picked, JC.
Yeah.
Because you're the hot
give
one.
Give it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It hurts the throat. And I want to go up there because nobody knows what a giraffe sounds like, but we
what
do.
What is it? A bleeps?
It's a bleep.
You want to show off.
Yeah, I want to show off so that I want to see their face when I do it.
That's the joke is when nobody knows. That's the joke.
That's why I want to be the guy that does
it. Ruin it? Ruin the joke?
Because I want to see how they do with the script if somebody does know.
Oh, my goodness.
Like last year, I wanted to go around by the giraffe section and tell them, hey, bleep.
Yeah, we're talking about an interactive Lion King show at Animal Kingdom that we usually go to for kids, and we love it.
Yeah. I might do that this year. I might go tell the giraffe people.
Why don't you just go sit over there and see if you're hot enough to be picked in a different section.
Why don't
it's
you
not
get
I'm hot.
I want to see you in a leotard flying around out there. That's what you should ask to do.
be part of the show?
Yes.
I'll do it.
I mean, they picked me, I think, one year, Kelly.
That's best before JC got
before
there.
Before JC got there. And ever since JC's been here, come on up here, fine Mexican man.
Yeah, every year, same shtick. I'm like, all right, here goes JC.
And he's like, he goes up there all unassuming.
Hot
like, he wasn't expecting to get picked.
I wasn't expecting it.
Oh, man, right. Whatever. You get picked every year.
He always acts like, really?
Me?
Me?
The host? That's it. Oh, I'm going to film it again.
Go ahead.
I'm going to show everyone what we're talking about.
You're probably not going to get picked now. You guys jinxed
it. Yeah, that's what we do.
Oh, you're going to get picked. You know you are.
Hey, Tabitha.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What did you just find out?
Why my daughter had no money in her school account.
Oh, why? What happened?
She was sneaking breakfast at school after eating breakfast at home.
Oh, sneak. You know what? I'm a double breakfaster, though. I do double breakfast. Is she not allowed to eat when she's hungry?
No.
But she already ate breakfast.
Eaten. She's already eaten.
Yeah,
if she wanted more food, we would gladly fix her more at the house.
Right. She likes that school breakfast.
Man, I don't know if they like the school breakfast more than your breakfast.
That's what you're eating now.
Sums up.
Good luck.
Yeah, I'm not making you breakfast that's anymore. Right.
Give me that back, that Pop Tart.
Yeah.
Right, you're gonna that college meal plan. Out. Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, Katie.
Bless you.
Katie?
My aunt just found out ducks can fly.
Just found out what? Ducks
can fly?
Yeah.
How old is your aunt?
She's 34.
Oh, she's in the car with you?
No, she's at home.
How did she think they migrated south?
I don't know.
She just thought they just walked around and quacked and swam a little bit.
And
I mean, how did you stay in the cold?
And how did she find out they could fly, Katie? She just looked outside one day?
We were at the lake, and she saw them flying by, and she screamed, ducks could fly.
Oh, no. I want to meet her. I want to meet her.
Oh, man.
That's so cute.
I want to meet this woman.
And just imagine how happy she was in that moment.
Yes.
I realized, you know, to discover something at that age, ducks can fly.
Yeah, it's a miracle.
That's great.
That's awesome. Well, tell your aunt congratulations, okay?
That's cute.
Oh, until I want to meet her.
You do, Alex. Yeah, you would get along with her pretty well.
Oh, I'd get along fine with her.
You could discover new things together all
every
the time.
Day.
Ooh. See this one. What would you do if you found this out? Matt, what did you find out?
Me and the wife moved into a new apartment. Beautiful, nice apartment. We were always pretty happy with the carpet in the living room. It was really nice, really plush. And we're sitting in there one evening, and I don't know what you call him, the caretaker for the apartment complex. He comes over and
super.
He was talking to us about some stuff going on next door, and he mentioned the lady that died in our apartment, and turns out that her body was laying right underneath the picture window in the living room for just under a month before anybody found her.
For a month?
Wow. And that's why we got a brand new carpet in there, and it's really nice. So it would have been... it would have been right in front of our couch, pretty much on the right side.
Oh, wow.
So my wife wouldn't sit on the right side of the couch anymore. She always kicked me off over there.
Somebody gave their life for your plush carpet.
Wow.
And you guys are staying in the apartment?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yes,
right now. We're looking at buying a house.
Yeah.
The sad part is she was there for a month.
For a month?
Yeah, it happened.
Yeah. Lord have mercy.
Oh. I think I'd move out. I think the ghost would be haunting me.
I just don't want to be anywhere for a month till y'all realize I'm not around.
No, we would notice.
Al didn't show up for work again today. Anybody want to go check on him?
No. Wonder where he's at.
No.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Heading off to Orlando today for a Kids trip 2017.
Yay.
We'll finish up the show and hop on that plane. Thanks to Southwest Airlines. And we got your trip to Florida coming up in about 15 minutes. That should be fun. Fun Florida fact.
Yay.
Heck yeah, man.
A couple more of what did you just find out that came in on the text late.
Oh, cool.
I found this one to be pretty funny. But my husband just found out that pickles start out as cucumbers. He thought there was a pickle plant.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay.
I think Mac Miller the other day was asking where pistachios came from. And it turns out they grow in clusters from this tree.
I didn't know. I don't know.
And they're part of the cashew family.
So there's a pistachio tree?
Basically, yeah.
I thought it was a bush, but I don't know.
Oh, it could be a bush, yeah.
I assumed it was a bush. I haven't looked that up. I just assumed it was a bush.
Sometimes I find stuff out, and I'm too embarrassed to let people know that I'm just now finding that out for the first
time.
Because I'm a grown man.
I wish you would share more. It's so fun.
I just found out squirrels eat baby birds. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's why I had to get rid of my squirrel feeder that Kelly got me. Remember?
Yes.
Because they were, the birds were, they got smart and they started going into my squirrel feeder. Because I would sit out there and watch my squirrel family. I had like 20 squirrels coming up.
Yeah.
And eventually birds found out about this food fest going on. And so the squirrels would corner the birds inside of that feeding.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Feeding bowl and take them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, squirrels, don't get out.
Vicious.
Vicious. Speaking of eating.
Yes.
You guys, I'm trying to get my wife in on this. Jenna, you're going to jump on board.
Okay.
The Flaming Hot Cheeto Turkey.
Ooh.
Huh?
Flaming Hot Cheetos Turkey. It's basically, it looks like it's a breaded turkey, but it's with hot Cheetos.
Wow.
Well, that's really eliminating a lot of people at the table who maybe don't care for that. Yeah. Maybe you could just do a Flaming Hot Cheeto Turkey breast on the side.
You could do the Cool Ranch Doritos, they say, as well. But
oh, I could dip that turkey in ranch.
Oh, yeah.
After the Cheeto coating.
Because it's not going to be that hot after you cook it, I think. It's going to take
you
away
think?
From it.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Why don't you try it?
I saw that flame. It's somewhere serving the Flaming Hot Cheeto mac and cheese.
Yeah, that in New York, the pop-up shop. That?
Is it like no, I was in a restaurant the other day. Yeah.
Instead of crackers?
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't do cracker crusts on my mama's macaroni and cheese.
The thing about that turkey, though, JC, you, like Kelly said, you're taking a big chance. When you're making a meal for a lot of people, or even your family, you know, when you take the main course, the main item, and put the Cheetos on it, if it's not good, you just ruined Thanksgiving.
No. Ruined it.
The internet wouldn't share it if it's not good, Al.
Well, I mean, it might be that everybody's liking, you know?
Still want to try that Cheeto bagel.
I haven't had that one. Where's that at?
Yeah, they have it in New York, you know, because they do those foods just for Instagram.
Yeah.
But they have a bagel that is Flamin' Hot Cheeto. And then with cream cheese, that'd be so good.
Well, I'll share that because my wife said no.
Okay.
Probably because of the fact that probably not everyone will like that at our table. And because she doesn't want to cook this year, we're going to go ahead and buy.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not. She doesn't want to cook. Because last year, and this is what happens, I think, in every family. She did all the cooking and stuff.
Yeah.
And we had her family over, and she served it up. We sat down.
Gone in 10 minutes.
People ate. And by the time she was sitting down, people were already sitting at the couch watching football.
So you eat alone, or the one that cooks it usually isn't even hungry for it by then.
Yeah.
And then you got to do all the dishes.
Yeah. My mom wants to have it at her house. And I guess we can do that, but it's always so much of a burden for the host, you know, the person that lives there, because they got to do all the prep work and the table and... So I think we're going to maybe do it there at our house, but we do all the stuff.
Just bring everything.
Yeah. That'll take a lot of burden off of her.
Oh, and it is a pistachio tree, Kelly.
There is a pistachio tree.
Yeah, and they're very colorful, or more colorful than I expected them to be.
Well, I guess, there's a pecan tree, so why wouldn't there be? Is there an almond tree, too? Does every nut come from a tree?
Well, peanuts grow on
Well, they're
bush.
Seeds, right?
But almonds are?
I didn't know there were nut bushes.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Sounded funny.
I just learned. I know. It is funny, but I didn't know. I didn't know that grew on bushes.
The pistachio is a seed, right?
I don't know. See, that's why we shouldn't do bits like this. What did you just find out?
I just think it's crazy that you can milk the nuts.
Yeah, you can get...
I mean, that's what I drink. I drink almond milk. I drink cashew milk.
Oh, yeah.
It's so...
How do you get the milk out of
Well, you have to... There's this whole process, you know. They
smash
use, like,
it.
A cheesecloth, and they mash it, and yeah, there's all sorts of stuff that they do, but I don't make my own nut milk. It's just crazy that you can milk nuts.
Yeah,
that is.
Wrap your brain around that.
I'm telling you.
Do nuts have nipples?
Crazy.
We're sending this into Marconi.
this
is going to be a war.
Can somebody Photoshop nipples on an almond for us, please?
We don't get morning show of the year of just based on this segment alone,
it is.
Right here.
Yeah. Well, we're asking the hard-hitting questions that most of us are wondering, Al.
I had no idea,
I can't wait for the next milk. There's so many milk alternatives out there, I'm overwhelmed.
You need to come up with your own milk.
I know, since I can't have regular,
you could be a millionaire if you come up with the right milk thing.
My own milk.
I still find it weird that somebody said, I'm going to go milk that cow or that goat and then drink it afterwards.
Well, it's good enough for the baby cows, so why wouldn't you think it'd be good enough for us?
I know.
You know, they see the baby cows doing, or calves, sorry, doing it.
I still feel like there's a market for breast milk.
There is. It's probably the next big food trend.
Yeah. It's the healthiest of them all, and it has all the nutrients we need to live.
We've talked about this for a long time.
I know.
That you're going to end up having like a protein shake with breast milk in it.
Mm. We should start that company.
You go ahead.
Whose breasts?
We just got to find ladies that are willing to share.
Not mine.
No.
Because I hear once you have the baby, as long as you keep it going, you can keep the milk as long as you're using it, right?
Before no, it's a wonderful thing when women donate their breast milk to like hospitals and preemies and stuff. But I don't know necessarily. This, for some reason, I feel like this idea has been tried.
Well, you have to regulate what the person's eating because they can't do any kind of drugs. They can't, you know, you have to regulate. So what do? You keep them there?
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm having a visual that I saw online, two women standing there and they're promoting something of this nature. So I'm thinking this might be an idea that's already out there.
Can you put like,
grass fed?
If the woman if the woman takes alcohol, drinks.
Yeah.
And is the alcohol in the breast?
Yeah, you got it. You're supposed to pump it out. And get rid of that.
So you got a whole
You can't take pills. Like, you can't do any of that.
But if you want to market milk, a drink for a bar, you could have the alcohol already infused in.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
How about a spaghetti burrito?
Oh, my gosh.
A spaghetti?
This caught my eye. Time Magazine, hook it up. Spaghetti burrito involves wrapping the regular spaghetti drowned in tomato sauce in a mozzarella cheese-lined tortilla, and you top it off with more cheese. Oh. Then you pan-fry it. Cover it in oil.
Gosh, there's no hope for
oil.
There is no country. There's no hope for this country.
Well, that's what gets it to stick.
Yeah. Just dip it in more butter.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Man, so good. I'm not going to try it, though.
Yes. I mean, but I thought spaghetti's, like, kind of fine how it is.
Yeah, but you want to mix it together. What stuff?
Carb on carb.
It's like Italian, that pasta pizza. It's too much for me.
Yeah, it's carb on carb.
Italian and Mexican food mixed together.
It's called fusion.
Yeah. I don't know. I just hit. I hit a button.
Hey, I was wondering what you're doing.
You did I just turn off Kelly's mic?
Turned off all of our mics.
Yeah. Hello.
You turned off all the mics.
Hello.
Am I the only one on right now?
You turned off everyone's microphone.
I'm gonna fix their mics because I hit the wrong button. But we do have your trip to Florida coming up next, Kid Nation. I'm sorry, Jenna and Kelly and Al. I'll fix the button. We'll be back with your trip next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I fixed their mics. Turns out they weren't broken. I just hit a wrong button.
Oh, okay.
Oops.
Hey, we got your trip to Florida right here. Trip a day to FLA. We got a fun Florida fact for you. All you got to do is answer it. That's it. So pick up that phone if you know this. Florida has many universities and colleges. Maverick the manatee is the mascot for what school? Florida has many universities and colleges. Maverick the manatee is the mascot for what school? If you know it, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll take your calls. Real quick, from the text, got a couple text messages here while we wait for our contestants. I just found out what you guys look like.
Uh-oh.
I thought Jenna was black.
Yes!
It's probably a day after her spray tan.
No, they didn't see me. They thought I sounded like
And I thought Big Al was going to look like Randy Jackson.
Look, listen. Yeah.
Have you seen him on TV lately? He's doing a commercial.
I did see him, but I didn't hear it.
He's lost a lot of weight.
What it was for. He got the band, I think, at one point.
Yeah, he did, but that doesn't guarantee. He gained weight back, and now he's down skinny again.
Okay. Nicest dude ever when we met him up in Philly one year.
Very nice man.
Also, JC, what's this DNA test you're talking about? I'm trying to find my biological mother. What was it, like a couple years ago? We took these DNA tests.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we sent them in because we wanted to see where our ancestors came from.
Basically, they sent us a tube, a little...
Yeah, you just spit in
a
vial.
Vial, yeah, and we spit
couple spit.
From Ancestry.com, yeah, and then they set up, like, a profile and everything, and it matches you up with people that have also taken a DNA test, and
To see if you're connected,
To see if you're connected, and you know, since my mom was adopted, we were able to find some people that were related to up north in Ohio and in West Virginia, I think, Iowa, Idaho, so we have family up there.
I haven't found anyone.
But you know your family. You know your biological parents, right?
Oh.
Yeah. So you're fine with that.
That's right. I'm good.
I knew that before. I'm just saying, since I took it, I haven't found anyone.
Right.
Yeah, cousins and stuff start coming out of the woodwork. Although they say you should be careful because sometimes that means they're going to hit you up for money.
Exactly.
Whether or not they're related to you or not.
That's why I think the people that I've been hitting up about, hey, my mom's looking for her birth
mom. Like, right.
Yeah, who's this Jose
what
Chavez?
You want. You know what comes want. Next.
I've been seeing so many signs, though, and I don't know if it's just me, because when I started doing this whole, when I got back into it, because now I have a second or third cousin, meaning we're pretty close. I turned on the TV after trying to look for this person and basically stalking her.
Yeah.
And Akron, which is where my mom was born, was playing football versus Ohio. I think it was your university. And then yesterday I was watching American Housewife, and the mom, they had their Thanksgiving episode, and
Can we stop real quick and ask why you were watching that show?
American Housewife?
Yeah. Very funny.
Oh, it's great.
I didn't know you were a fan.
Oh, it's great.
When I catch it, it's really funny. I just forget about it.
The mother on that show is very unlikable, but you still like her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just this lady that lives in this really rich neighborhood, and they're not rich at all. But in that episode, her mom came into town, and she talked about getting stuck in Akron. So I keep hearing Akron. And
all signs are pointing to Akron, JC.
And I know it's random, but to me, it's like, it's got to be a sign that I got to keep going, right?
You need to go visit Akron.
Yep.
I found out yesterday for two of the ladies that I'm stalking right now, and I know it sounds weird that I'm stalking people, but they're my family, so it's fine. They're Jewish, so now I have Jewish family members and
all
that.
You could go to Akron for Seder.
Mm-hmm. I could.
Hanukkah.
Most of my family came from Sicily.
Through Akron.
And pizza.
Yeah. Well, they came over here in the 1800s, Al.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to do a road trip.
I so need to. Oh, well, the moment I made contact, I told my mom, I will fly with her up to Ohio, and we will do the search. Okay. And people keep telling me about the show Long Lost Something Family that they do on TV.
Yeah. It's sponsored by the Ancestry people or 23andMe or something.
It's just regular people.
I watched a couple of episodes of it.
Why did you do that?
Yeah, so I started looking into that, so I sent in...
That's cool.
Yeah,
have other people do this for you.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like officially and make a show out of it, you know? Have the people that are experts at this do this for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I sent in a little thing yesterday.
They broker the meeting.
Instead of sliding into people's DMs.
They broker the meeting, so the host will meet with the person being sought and meet with the person who's doing the seeking, and then they'll bring them all together and cameras roll. Now, you've been down that path before with reality TV, JC.
Well, I figured since the first one didn't go so well.
Ilanya didn't actually fix anything.
I was on the show called Ilanya Fix My Life.
It was an Oprah thing.
What I will give her, even though it didn't completely fix it, didn't fix our lives, is she opened up lines of communication.
Yes.
She opened up a swimming pool.
Yeah, she made my mom do some crazy stuff on that show.
I felt bad. It was embarrassing. Yeah,
But
it's embarrassing.
The lining was, we got the communication open because my mom wasn't speaking to me because I had gone out and met my biological father.
Yeah.
And so that opened it up and we're talking again, so that's good.
There you go. That's good then.
And so then maybe this one will go even better.
Well, I like your attitude.
Have there been bad ones where the people don't want to meet the kid?
I haven't seen that. I've only seen a couple of episodes, so the ones I saw were fine.
Man, I can't. It's like a high when I'm doing this.
I bet, so don't be crushed.
I'm not. I'm fully ready, just in case it's not a good or not a go.
I think that if it went negatively, the people wouldn't give permission for it to air, and so you'd never see those episodes.
Right.
Because I'm sure they don't all have happy endings.
Of course not. And people don't always find their relatives.
Right.
Well, I think you brought this up the other day. What if my mom's mother moved on and has a family and nobody has any idea
and she's decided to keep this part of her life a secret. Yeah. You don't know.
Because it could ruin her potential new relationship and all that. We're ready for that, but it's still exciting.
To get close.
And exhilarating. And I know we're super close because we have a first or second cousin. Mm-hmm. First cousin to my mom, second cousin to me. Probably an aunt. Maybe while I'm at Disney World, I'll get a call. Oh, man.
In the happiest place on earth.
Magic Kingdom.
I'm like checking my email and my Facebook every 5 minutes. Because that's where I contact most of them.
You might get good at this and you might help other people.
I would love to.
You could do it like a side gig.
Yeah. I really like this. It's really fun. Stalking people is actually fun if you're doing it for the right thing.
Stalking for good.
As long as it's for good. Or you're making sure that the guy you're going to go on a date with is not crazy, right?
Yep.
There you go. All right, let's see if we can give away this trip to Florida.
All right.
The question was, Florida has many universities and colleges. Maverick the Manatee is the mascot for what school? Let's see if we could get an answer here. We'll go to line 6. Erica, how you doing?
Hi, just fine.
Hi.
All right, Erica. Do you know the answer to the question we just asked?
State College of Florida?
The State College of Florida. We all know that school, and that is correct.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you just won, Erica.
You and a friend are going to go to Florida on a plane and spend 4 days and 3 nights at the Sheraton Bay Point Resort. This young lady is the only AAA Four Diamond rated resort in Panama City Beach. They just did like a little makeover. In fact, they spent $30 million on this renovation, and they have a full-service spa, 5 distinctive resort dining options, and it's all
nestled along the historic St. Andrews Bay. Thank you to Visit Florida.
We like finding the places that are nestled, you know?
Nestled.
They're much better.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hey, Erica, who are you going to take with you?
I'm so excited. Probably my husband if he acts right. Just kidding.
If he acts right.
Who would be the backup? Your best friend?
My mom.
Oh, everybody wants to take mama on a trip. Yeah. We had a mother-in-law potential yesterday trip, and today, if Erica's husband does not act right, she will take her own mother.
Better act right.
Erica, you have a wonderful day. You hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your trip, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
So right. Erica's off to Florida.
Nice.
We're going to be off to Florida in just a few hours.
Yeah, we are.
They got that. They're getting our plane ready to go off to Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida with 50 kids' families.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, dad, brother, sister, they all get to come along. And make sure you keep up with us at kidskids.com or through kidnation.com while we're on this trip.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
All right, Kid Nation, I know there's worse things going on in the world right now. You feel bad complaining about anything because, honestly, there are far worse things. That's why we do first world problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because getting it off your chest just feels good. And we can laugh at the same time.
It does.
That's what we want to do. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I just got a first world problem for my wife. Mm. My son got a $2 bill from the tooth fairy because he lost his first tooth.
Yeah.
However, he's never seen a $2 bill, so he insists it's fake and does not want to accept it.
Wow.
So he wants to write the tooth fairy a note and say, hey, can I get change for this $2 bill that I believe is fake?
Mm.
Hashtag first world problem. From the text, Jenna wrote us and said, finally got my new boob size, and Victoria's Secret only goes up to a triple D. I need a 34G.
Whoa.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
I'm like,
put some G's on that.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Wow. Not me, Jenna.
A G.
Oh, my gosh. I can barely deal with my C.
Wow.
I want smaller.
What do you do with that?
I don't know.
You can't even motorboat.
What am I? Okay.
What?
Ow.
Yeah, you need like an
get
ocean boat.
Get it out
boat.
Before the kids trip out.
You got ocean boat bet.
Ocean boat?
Yeah,
yacht.
Yeah, yacht it.
Luxury line.
Monster yacht.
Monster yacht.
Monster yacht.
Monster yacht. Bought a much nicer house, and now my old Christmas tree is just too small for the ceilings. I have to buy a dollar tree.
Oh, wow.
I know. You got to get a tree to fit the room.
Yeah.
You got to have it scale. Can't have
it's
some
hard.
Little tiny Grinch tree. I know.
Tiny Grinch
little
tree.
Tabletop tree.
Yeah.
Or this one. I went to another state for a concert, forgot my charger at home, and I have a different kind of port for my phone. So I had to buy a $40 charger so I can use my GPS to get home because, you guys, I don't know how to read a map. Hashtag first world problem.
First world problem.
I don't think I could read a map anymore. I used to have to because I used to do deliveries.
I love it.
I saw one on somebody's dashboard the other day, a Mapsco. I'm like, I hadn't seen one of those in years. I didn't know they still made it.
Taxis still have them when you get in the taxi. They still got them. They still rock those things. Yeah. Hey, Casey.
Hey.
Welcome to First World Problems. What's yours?
Okay, so I've been using an electric toothbrush for about 2 years now, and it just recently broke, so I had to switch over to a manual toothbrush.
Oh, no.
Wow. Yeah. First world problem.
You do notice the difference, though.
There is a big difference.
Is there? I've never had an electric.
Neither.
It's a life changer.
I even buy those vibrating ones that you can buy in the store, the disposable vibrating ones, and I forget to turn the vibrating part on.
So you just brush it regular?
Yes.
Oh, no. You feel in the back of the teeth especially.
Yeah.
You feel much cleaner.
Though, right? And you got to change the heads out?
Yeah, you got to change the heads out.
It's about $100, right?
More.
I got it. I got gifted.
I like disposable.
Got it.
Well, actually, I kind of bought it because my wife gifted me it.
Maybe she was trying to tell you something.
Right? But I love it. I'm not mad at it. Hi, Mo.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man? What's your first world problem?
So, I work for a car dealership, right? And I get to take out a company vehicle, and I keep it for a month or so, and I switch it out. And normally, I have a vehicle that has a heads-up display, so you can see the speed limit and everything in the windshield.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in a Mercedes-Benz right now, and it doesn't have it, so it really sucks.
Oh, you have to tilt your head down like 5 degrees and see the dashboard.
Yeah. How dare that wow. Mercedes-Benz not have that?
Wow.
Those are pretty cool.
Different Mercedes every month. You go, boy.
Yeah, that's a cool job right there. Yeah.
He's not selling that one very well, though.
He wants to keep it. Speaking of first world problems having to do with cars, having to borrow my sister's Porsche to drive to Houston because my lifted truck, which is very beautiful, wastes too much gas. Hashtag first world problems.
Mm.
Porsches take a lot of gas, too, don't they?
Yeah, and getting in and out of them is so tough. It makes you feel like an old person trying to climb in and out of that Porsche.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're so low, and the way you sit, I feel like it's, you know, you're getting out, and you're like, oh.
Unfortunately, Jenna.
What?
I've never been able to drive in a Porsche.
Yeah, if you have $1, just send Jenna $1. Help her get over the pain and agony she feels when she gets in and out of a Porsche.
How about giving JC the dollar so you can buy a Porsche?
Yeah, how about I get the dollar? Because I've never ridden.
I don't have one.
Yeah.
I've just been in one.
I looked at one a few weeks ago. It was Alan's.
Why don't you take a spin around the block in that?
I was hoping he would ask, but...
Oh, my God.
Can't go grocery shopping with one, that's for sure.
No.
No.
Not a lot of storage. They do have a little trunk space. It's not that bad.
I borrowed someone's once, and I was like, where do I put these bags? I didn't realize they go in the front. You pop the hood.
I had a buddy. I guess this is his first world problem. He's driving a Lamborghini.
A lamb, huh?
Driving a lamb. So he's at
it's
Nordstrom.
It's Lambo.
He's, well,
is he ripping and running?
He was ripping and running. He's at the store. He's at, He said, I'm about to come pick up these packages tomorrow because they're not going to fit in my Lambo.
Oh, okay.
Ripping and running. The other day, I said ripping and running 5 times, and you haven't said it since.
No. Nope.
I was tired that day.
Someone else said it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know where he got it from. But
he heard some cool person say it.
I think I got that from mom.
Be on the lookout for the ripping
and
running. Your mom?
I don't know.
Your mom's not ripping and running.
She's probably not ripping and running. Ripping or running.
Bring it back, Al.
Ripping and running.
Ripping and running. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's your first world problem?
My first world problem is I earned a free trip to Costa Rica through my multi-level marketing company. Yeah. And I got randomly picked to go a different week than my other two teammates. So now I have to go by myself with my husband. Without my teammates.
I'm sorry. There's teammates. Like, there's full-on squads in there.
Well, you got to get people underneath you. They become part of your team.
Yeah. How many people underneath you?
I have a total of 112, I think, on my team.
Now you get to go to Costa Rica there.
Are you making, like, a lot of money?
I was able to quit my full-time job as an occupational therapist.
There you go.
Oh, then therapists make decent.
Nice.
Very interesting, if you can get it going, though.
Kelly, you love buying products, right?
Oh, boy. I thought she was going to say, I want a trip to... This is what I thought she was going to say.
What?
I want a trip to Costa Rica thanks to my multi-level marketing, but I have no friends left. Oh. Hashtag... I thought that's what she was going to say.
That's actually
pretty
funny.
No, that's not what she said.
Why? Because they post too much on Facebook and you think she lost it?
Well, you know, eventually you exhaust everyone.
Then you start going outside the circle because your circle of friends. And then they start seeing your name on the call ID like, I'm not picking this up.
She still has plenty of friends. She has teammates that she can go to Costa Rica with. But she's working it right. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello there. So you got a new car, huh?
I did. So for the first time ever, I got a brand new car. And the new car smell is so strong, it's really gross.
Oh, my God. And then she giggles.
It, like, makes me sick.
You know what? I'm with you. The new car smell, it has to be just a little bit.
Heavy.
Because if you have too much of it, it gives me a headache.
Nah. But people love it. You can buy that smell at the car wash.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm driving around with the windows down.
Yeah.
Yeah, spray your perfume.
Too strong.
Too strong. Congrats on the new car, though.
Yeah, congratulations.
Let's go with David here. Hi, David.
Hey, how we doing?
It's going all right, buddy. So what's going on with you?
So I just went out last week and bought a brand new TV, 4K, ultra high def, all that fun stuff. And I have a receiver for my surround sound. I've had it for a couple of years now. But apparently it's too old. It doesn't want to talk to my TV. So now I have to use the remote to change the inputs and outputs around to get the audio to work.
Oh, God, that's over my head, honey. Hashtag my problem.
Yeah, that's tech problems. I would have to hire somebody to do that.
It's too much.
It scares me.
Because that's how they get you to buy other stuff.
Yeah,
you got to... That's not compatible with the stuff that you just bought, like, 6 months ago.
All I know is I have to turn on 3 buttons just to turn on my TV. It's just... It's like, why? What happened to the days you just hit a button?
We have that.
Well, just hit one.
Yeah.
No, I got to hit 3 to turn on my TV.
I find myself rolling around on my couch to get the right angle because it's like blocked, the Apple TV part.
Yes.
I have this one remote, but it only works from a certain angle. So where I'm sitting, I have to roll and put my arm under the table.
Yeah. See, that's why I had children. They go do all that stuff.
You get them to change the channel for
me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go change the channel. Well, my dad was famous for that.
They get me my water. They go change the channels for me.
My dad was sitting right there 3 feet from the TV. Yeah.
They bring me my shoes.
There used to be TVs that you had to, like, actually turn the dial. I don't know how people did that.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
It's hiring season around this time, right?
Yes, holidays are here. People are needing help with everything. That's why I want to talk to you about ZipRecruiter.com. If you are needing jobs filled at your place of business, go to ZipRecruiter.com. They will post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click.
Our boy Big Al Mack uses it. He just hired a bunch of people for his new bar.
I did. I hired 3 people already. I'm probably looking to hire 1 or 2 more. And I'm going to use ZipRecruiter again because they have this smart matching technology. It really is the smartest way to hire people, and it's so doggone easy. No more fumbling around with resumes and applications.
Right.
It gives you people that are qualified for the position that you're looking for.
Exactly. They do all the groundwork for you. You don't have to do anything. Just sit back and watch those people come in.
Quality candidates too, man.
Yeah.
And it comes right to your email.
Within 24 hours, you could have that person you've been looking for weeks, thanks to ZipRecruiter.
It doesn't matter if you have a small business, if it's a big business, it doesn't matter where it is. All across the country, ZipRecruiter is where I've used in hundreds, Kelly, of businesses across the country have used ZipRecruiter.
Yeah, but is it free?
Thousands.
We can try it for free, Jenna, if you want. What's
millions.
That code out?
ZipRecruiter.com/KIDD. ZipRecruiter.com/KID.
A lot of people very excited about the movies coming out this weekend, one in particular.
Okay.
And we definitely need to talk to Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com to see if this movie is as good as we expect it to be. Gray Drake, are you there for us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Gray.
Hi there.
Hey.
Woo.
So we're all excited, Gray, because it is Justice League weekend.
What's better than one superhero? A million superheroes.
I agree.
This movie features, like everyone, plus some new ones. We've got The Flash and Aquaman and Cyborg joining up with Wonder Woman and Batman. And, you know, maybe the ghost of Superman. I don't know. I'm not spoiling anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I really want good news for my son because my son wants to go watch this movie and he was traumatized by Batman versus Superman.
Oh, weren't we all?
Yeah.
So Justice League is a very different movie. It's very different. It's fun. It has a different vibe. And that is partially thanks to Joss Whedon, who came in and directed part of the movie. I don't know which part, but I would assume that it would be the one that sort of has color and life and jokes. So you will probably get a little bit annoyed with The Flash, but he grows on you. And Aquaman is totally dope, and Jason Momoa is hot and amazing. And this is a better superhero movie than a lot of the critics were used to seeing from DC.
Oh, wow. Right.
Yeah, so it still is problematic, and I still didn't like it as much as I liked even Ragnarok recently and other Marvel films. But you know what? Like, Wonder Woman stands as DC's standard, I think, of like, my favorite film, and Justice League came awfully close. So you're going to have a good time this weekend.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah. And then for something a little bit less intense for the little ones, we've got The Star. This is an animated movie, and it is about Bo the Donkey, who's voiced by Steven Yeun from The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And, so it's just Glenn as a donkey. And he's a little dissatisfied with his life, you know, like donkeys get. And so he goes on a journey and he picks up some friends like Dave the Dove, Keegan-Michael Key, and there's all kinds of stars in this movie, like Patricia Heaton, Kelly Clarkson, like the Anthony Anderson. The list goes on and on. It's 8 miles long. So what ends up happening to Bo and his new animal friends is that they're present for the first Christmas.
Aw, yay.
So Bo, the donkey, and his friends are all there. And this, so the your kids are going to be very pleased by it. It's like a fun, funny movie. You just have to get used to it being, you know, Bethlehem a long time ago. And the donkey says stuff like, what's up, yo?
I'm kind of making a mess of this stuff, huh?
Very, very cool.
Yeah, I got it.
Thank you. Thank
well done, Al.
Hey. So, yeah, so this one, you know, this one is a good one for any kid that can't handle Justice League yet.
Is it a good one? Because I know just because they put famous people in these animated movies doesn't always make it good.
No, this isn't Pixar level. Next week we'll talk about a far superior animated film for your family. But this one is like, it's passable. It's like that lower tier animated movie that wishes desperately that stars meant that the script was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's acceptable, and I haven't seen an animated movie about this topic before, and it's like, oh, okay, that's like a cute tie-in to Little Bo the Donkey.
All right. Basically, it's something to do.
This one definitely falls in the category of something to do.
It's kind of like going to Hooters when you don't have enough money to go to the real strip club.
Well, no, not at all.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Unless you put the Hooters at the first Christmas, too. Yeah. I guess that would make sense.
Oh, you know what that reminds me of, guys?
What?
Something that I'm thankful for, thinking about all this as we gear up for Thanksgiving, is that I'm not the stripper with a knee brace I saw one time.
She had an ACL.
Damn, that's messed up.
Yeah, that
took a hard fall
that,
off the pole.
Wow, that like took all the fun out of it.
Right? Did she have like at least some glitter on it or anything?
Yeah, there was
glitter on the brace. It was yeah.
Okay. At least she made it.
And
look
I
right.
was like, I know. I was like, girl, it's never coming out.
Oh boy! All right.
Anyways, so moving on, there is one more movie, and this one is great for your family. Literally every member, any age, is Wonder.
Oh, which
one? Yeah, this looks cute, but kind of like it might be mascara alert.
Oh, for sure.
Oh.
So, literally every situation you could think of is put into a two-hour film make you cry buckets. It's like a good kind of emotional release movie.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. So, Julia Roberts and Owen Wilson are the parents of Augie, and he is this extraordinary young boy who has a birth defect, and so his face looks unusual to everybody else. And he was homeschooled when he was really young, but then his mom decides to put him into the public school system, or not public, but into the school system during middle school.
Oh, that's no. The worst time.
That's the worst time.
I know. Talk about a bad timing, Julia Roberts. Blah.
I'm sure she had good reasons. I mean, he has to face the real world one day, right?
Well, Augie probably wants to go to school, right?
Yeah. You know what? Spoken like a true mom, by the way, Kelly, because it's true. Like, you have to be a part of the world at some point in some way. And this whole movie is just about Augie's family and his experience in school, and there's bullying, and there's all kinds of stuff. There's learning who you are when you're a young person, and like being a kid is hard, y'all.
Yeah,
it is.
When I got out of the movie, I called up my parents and I was like, "Hey, wake up! I love you."
Aww, that's nice.
Did you call the stripper with the knee brace?
Oh no, her line's disconnected.
Mm-hmm. Are you buying Owen and Julia as a couple?
No.
Yeah, I don't buy them.
Why not?
That doesn't work for me.
Mm-mm.
I'm Owen Wilson.
They do great work separately. They don't spend a lot of time on screen together, and I think that's a benefit to the movie. Wonder right now is fresh on the tomato meter at 75%, and it's a very good pick if you have a lot of different kinds of people in the family to please, it's very appropriate.
All right, get out to the movie theaters then.
Thank you.
Gray says it's a go.
Booyah.
Thanks, Gray.
You got it. Don't forget to put glitter on everything, including your knee brace.
All righty. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.